Hey, Jerry, what are we sweeping up the studio for? Bing Crosby is coming back on the air tonight.
Since when do we have to clean up a studio for him? With them baggy pants of his, he sweeps his own studio.
What's the matter with you? Ain't you heard? Things are going to be different this year. He bought a belt.
That'll probably drag, too.
Hi, fellas.
Well, Bing, hello.
Oh, welcome home.
Hey, wait, thanks. Give me a hand with this, will you?
Huh? Who was that? Your brother, Everett?
No, that's a moose. He followed me down from Canada. Steady now, boy. Whoa, now. Steady there. Whoa, now.
A moose, eh? Where's Everett?
He's outside, strapped on the fender of my car.
Hey, Bing, you made it just in time.
Oh,
look.
Good. I live and breathe. Here's my guitar player, Perry Bodkin. What are you doing over at that mic? And what am I doing over here? Oh, Perry Big Body. Ad lib, I'll get over there in a minute.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Gary Cooper. And now, fresh from a 3 months vacation, here is Philco's last rose of summer and the first pumpkin of October, Bing Crosby.
Okay, thank you, Ken. On Halloween, remind me to make some faces at you.
Uh-huh.
You're looking good, though. You look very sharp. Did you have a nice summer?
Yep.
Did you go to Lake Tahoe?
Nope.
Went down to Laguna Beach, bro?
Nope.
Just stayed home?
Yep.
Had a nice rest?
Yep.
No work?
Nope.
Well, you've used up all the yups and nopes. When Gary Cooper comes in, he won't have anything to say.
I'm sorry about that, Bing. But I understand you had a great time hunting up in Canada. Did you got anything?
Get anything? Are you kidding? Half the game in Canada's windbroken running from me and my gun. I got a great, big, giant buck moose. I brought him all the way down from Canada. There he is. Standing right over there in the corner.
But, Bing, he's alive. Why didn't you shoot him in Canada?
Ken, I was a guest up there. I didn't want to make a lot of noise around Canada.
See.
But I'll do away with him down here where people know that I'm a tomboy. Uh-huh. Anyhow, Ken, I guess it's time to sing the opening number. It's a song called My Heart is a Hobo, and it's from a new Paramount picture, Welcome Stranger.
Hobo loves to roam through fields of clover, hates to have to think things over, and though it's wrong, I swing along. My heart is a hobo, loves to go out berry picking, hates to hear alarm clocks ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows and dreams are run down at the heels, my heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
When hopes are at the elbows and dreams are run down at the knees,
my heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, it just can't change my heart.
My heart is a hobo,
and I just can't change my heart.
Nice thing. That was swell. Last summer's rest really did you some good. You're in great voice.
Well, it wasn't the rest, Ken. I got caught in a Nevada sandstorm, and I had my throat all re-graveled, all new.
Well, that's better than sending it out to have it done.
Sure.
You know, my voice has been in dry dock all summer getting ready to do the first Philco commercial.
Commercials? Ken, that's such old hat radio commercials.
But, Bing, Philco isn't making old hats this year. They're concentrating on the newest thing in radio phonographs.
What is the newest thing in radio phonographs?
Well, since you asked...
What else can I do if I don't bring some meat home? My kids, they snap at me.
Well, since you asked, Bing... There's a new kind of console radio phonograph, and Bing, it's butt sensational. Not only gives you the easiest way to play records ever invented, but a featherweight tone arm, a powerful new dynamic speaker, and superb tone on both radio and records. All at a price that's so easy it'll knock your eye out. Incidentally, so will the console cabinet. Its stunning classic design looks like a million in any living room. You can't buy finer quality or more value for your radio dollar. So look for Philco's brand new kind of radio phonograph console at your Philco dealer now. It's your best buy in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Let that feathery little musical vamp serve as an introduction to an old friend of our Philco Funfest fans, the very mellow, super talented Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Bing.
Just as bright as a bamboo jukebox. What are you going to sing for this October coming out soiree?
It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away.
No, it's bad all over the country, isn't it? Wait till I join John Scott in the tender. Board!
I went out to the depot just to meet the 1202. He wrote me he'd be on it, but the train went right on through. Hoo-wee. Hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. The engine was waving as the train went down the track. I felt so heavy-hearted that I couldn't wave him back. Hoo-wee. Hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. I listen to that mournful whistle. Listen to that mournful bell. The echo said, I told you so, but my heart said, fare thee well. I stood there in the station with his letter in my hand. Cried just like a baby because I lost my loving man. Ooh-wee, hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. I listen to that lonesome whistle. Listen to that mournful bell. The echo said, I told you so, but my heart said, fare thee well. I know he didn't miss me, cause he's always on the dot. He told me that he loved me, but I guess he loves me not. Hoo-wee, hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away.
Just like the record, wasn't it? You're singing better and better every year. Wish I could say the same for myself.
Golly, Bing, you have no idea how thrilled I am.
Oh, it was just a little compliment. I'm full of it. I mean, full of them.
Oh, what I...
really meant, Bing, is that I'm thrilled that Gary Cooper is going to be on the program tonight. You know, I just love those tall, lean men.
Couldn't you hold still for a little medium round job?
Not with a tall, lean one available.
Well, Peggy, I think it'd be better if you met Gary later. He's such a very shy sort of fella, doesn't talk very much. As a matter of fact, he's pretty bashful.
You mean you want me to leave, Bing?
Oh, no, no. Look, why don't you go over and hide behind the moose? Coop loves animals, and that'll put you in solidly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please turn up the speakers of your radios just a little, because here comes a low-voiced gentleman, the pride of Helena, Montana, Gary Cooper.
Hi, Bing. It's yours. Great to be here on your opening program. First off, I want to wish you the best of luck for the new season. I know you're going to do a great job. If there's anything I can do to help, is just holler. Call me any time, day or night. I'm always ready, and I'll come and run it.
Well, Cooper!
Wait, I got more. I want to tell you that I'm plumb tickled to have the honor of being the first guest star of yours. Say, you're looking great. How are you feeling?
Well,
that's good. Hey, where'd you go? It's been beautiful up there. How's the fishing? It always is this time of year. Sure, doggone, I wish I'd been with you.
Well, Coop, this really knocks me out. I've known you for 20 years. I've never heard you say that much in the entire 20 years.
Well,
you've always been the kind of fellow who says two or three words and chalks it up as a conversation, and now all of a sudden you blossom out.
This morning I drove my barber right out of the shop with my chatter.
This is really remarkable, Coop. Has the word gotten around Hollywood that you've broken your silence?
Sure, Leo McCary just signed me up. I'm going to make a talking picture. A
talkie, huh? Well, that ought to top those grunties you've been making. That's amazing. I can't believe it, you standing here popping off like this.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Say, do you want to hear me recite the preamble to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or how about Washington's farewell address to his troops?
Okay, let's hear that.
All right. Washington's farewell address to his troops. So long, men.
Is that all he said?
Well, I got a lot of stuff.
Have you? Some more stuff?
Well, this talking is new to me. I got to take a breather.
Well, I tell you, why don't you go and sit down, Gary? You know everybody here, don't you? There's Ken Carpenter standing behind the piano, and that's Peggy Lee standing behind the moose, and that's John Scott Trotter standing behind John Scott Trotter.
Well, I'll see you later, Bing.
Okay, Gabby. You know, folks, a lot of great tunes come out this summer. While I was dogging it up in the hills, I got so burned because I blew them that I decided to do a medley of three of the big ones on my first shot this season. John, if you're ready with the downbeat. This number was just getting big when I cut out last spring. Missed my chance to give it a go round.
A small cafe, mademoiselle. Rendezvous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle.
All the boys of Latin extraction leaned on this one, the Comos and the Demontes and the Sinatras. I'm no spaghetti bender myself, but I do like it.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, angelawa, cucalagumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, jalawa, kugulagumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
A big smash singing this number at the Parish Hall in Spokane, Washington in 1925. Wonder if I can remember it.
Egg of my heart, I love you. Don't let us part. I love you. I always knew it would be you. Since I've heard your lilting laugh, it's your Irish heart I'm after. Take my heart. Your glances make my heart say, how's chances come be my own? Come make your home in my heart. I love you.
Peg of my heart.
Ooh. I love you, dear little girl. Sweet little girl. Sweeter than the rose of Erin are your wedding smiles endearing. Peg of my heart.
Peg of my heart.
Your glances. Entrances, come be my own. Come make your home in my heart.
Take all my heart.
Come be my own. Come make your home in my heart. Take all my heart.
Mighty pretty, Bing.
Oh, thanks, Coop. By the way, how are you doing on your new picture with McCary over there? Is it another Western?
Nope, it's an Eastern.
An Eastern, huh?
Yeah, first day shooting, they put a necktie on me, and I stood in one spot for 4 hours. I thought I was tied up.
Well, I don't blame you tossing a necktie around you without any warning like that. You're doing a dress-up picture, huh? Aren't you going to make any more Westerns?
Maybe not, Bing, unless you can help me out.
What do you want me to do, gnaw your necktie off?
No. No, I don't mean that. You see, Bing, in the old days, you could make a good Western with just a cowboy, a horse, and a girl, and a pair of bow legs, preferably on the cowboy.
Well, I got just the legs you're looking for, Coop.
Well, I got the legs. I need you for singing. A Western nowadays is more rhythm than ranching.
You're right. I saw a Western the other day, and a rancher was pitching hay with a tuning fork.
No, I saw that picture.
Did you?
Yeah, but the guy wasn't pitching hay.
Well, he's pitching something or other. I don't know what it was. You're right, though, Gary. Westerns nowadays are nothing but hoofbeats set to music.
Yeah, why, there's more cowboys in the musicians' union than musicians.
You know, when the sheriff leads a posse, he don't wave a six-gun anymore. He waves a baton.
Yeah, you know, in my last picture, my horse whinnied in the watering trough, and Shep Fields tried to sign him up for rippling rhythm.
Well, no! You're so right. Do you know that Downbeat has replaced Sears Roebuck catalog on the ranches far and wide?
See, when a rancher brags about his longhorns, he means his trombone player.
He sure does. I'll tell you what, let you and me and Peggy Lee try one of these newfangled Westerns right now. The scene opens with High Pockets Cooper and Creep Along Crosby riding through the sagebrush on the outskirts of Tuscarora, Nevada.
Oh, give me
a mansion where we don't do no ranching, where the dudes and the tenderfeet play.
How they love to play.
Where seldom you hear someone roping a steer, and the dance floor is crowded all day.
It's awful gay.
Mansion on the range, where the bunkhouse is lined with guitars.
Blink, 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 blink.
And girls. With chewed backs, dressing Levi's from Saks, and the cowboys are all movie stars. With station wagons, the cowboys are all movie stars.
Well, it sure feels great to be back in the saddle again.
Sure does.
Say. What's that you got rigged up on your horse's neck? A windshield?
Nope, the music rack.
Well, I ought to be riding my moose. He's got a built-in music rack, that's all.
Hey, you better get him a card in the Moose Ishin Jr.
Oh, I love these wide-open spaces. Just smell that air.
That air what?
That air jokes. Hey, look. Look over yonder.
Over which yonder?
Over yonder, yonder. What is that?
Why, it's a gal.
How do you know it's a gal?
Because I seed one once in Dodge City.
You sure got a good memory, Pard.
Ain't you never seen a gal before?
Oh, sure I have. My ma was a gal. It wasn't my pa. I don't know.
Well, it must have been your ma. I knowed your pa.
Say that gal. Coming toward us. How do you talk to a gal?
Well, I guess you talk to a gal like any filly. Just say gee and haw to her.
Hi, boy.
Haw.
Gee. Say, ma'am, what kind of horse is that you're riding?
Ain't no horse. It's a bicycle.
But it's only got one pedal. What's the idea?
I ride side saddle.
Side saddle, huh? Side saddle, Sue, side saddle, Sue. Your hair is blonde, the sky is blue.
We both like you quite a few.
Side saddle, Sue, side saddle, Sue.
Just a minute, boy. Side just saddle. Just a minute.
Hmm?
My name ain't Sue, it's Peg.
Side saddle, Peg. Side saddle, Peg. Your blue jeans, they fit so trim. I wonder how they'd look on him.
Boys, boys, just a minute. How would you like a job?
Side saddle job.
Hey, boys, stop. This is important. I'm in desperate need of some hands over at my ranch.
Yeah?
Six bar rest. We're organizing a posse.
Why, without meaning to brag, ma'am, I'd like to say that we're the toughest hombres in these parts.
Why, ma'am, we're tougher than the sons of the pioneers, and I include Darrell Ranger.
Yes, sir. Well, shall we ride over with you, ma'am?
No, you go on ahead, and I'll join you. I just did my washing, and I got to hang it up to dry.
Ah, when the bloomer is on the sage. And a day on the prairie, and the bloomer's on the sage.
Howdy, boys. Ready to go to work?
Howdy, Miss Peggy. I thought you had some laundry to hang out. How come you got here so soon?
Well, I got them quick-drying bloomers. Oh, you...
Wrong emphasis. Quick-drying bloomers.
Miss Peggy, boys, mount your cayuses and let's go. It's a-coming.
What's a-coming?
The big Chinook from the north. We've got to catch it.
What can a handful of cowpokes do about a Chinook? When them starts coming straight down, ain't nothing nobody can do.
Oh, yes, there is, stranger. That's why we need you.
Why?
Well, partner, this ranch is full of gopher holes. When that wind comes blowing down the canyon across them holes, it plays the prairie like a piccolo.
Well, hot dog, eh? That's what I call accompaniment. What tune does the big wind play when it rips across them gopher holes?
El Rancho Grande.
El Rancho Grande? Well, we're in luck. That's the best tune my partner Low Note Cooper does.
Yep. Yeah, let's hit it. Here comes the wind. Let's hit her.
I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander.
Yahoo!
Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city. ready. Did you sing Tempest?
Yeah.
Be a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle.
Glad you said that, Gary, because that's what people are saying all over the country.
Yahoo?
Yeah, who makes a better radio than Philco? The answer has been the same for 17 straight years. When there's a choice, it's a Philco. Today, for the first time since the war, you don't have to take what you can get anymore. You can walk into your dealer's store, pick your radio on the basis of performance and value, and get immediate delivery. Man, that's the millennium. Philco is back in full production, with the longest radio production lines in the world, turning out new 1948 Philco radios and radio phonographs at the greatest rate in their history. You'll find a sensational new selection of models at your Philco dealer now, plus the newest developments from the Philco laboratories, including a brand new device that eliminates surface noise and needle scratch from any record, old or new. It's Philco's new electronic scratch eliminator, the newest development in radio, from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Hooray for Philco!
20th Century Fox has a new picture out. It's a picture about show people. It's called My Mother Wore Tights. A very nice picture. Has a very nice song in it, too.
Who knows how much I love you, you do. No one means more to me than you do. You take December and smile it into May. And then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? You do. Dreams come true. Don't give me three guesses. One will do.
Well, that about wraps up the first Philco Follies for the season. I want to thank all the Crosbys and anyone else in the country who may have tuned in. We shall be back in the same slot next week, and our guest will be that well-dressed man, Jimmy Durante.
Gee, he got here early.
That's the moose, Coop. And incidentally, I want to thank you very much for ambling in here tonight.
Well, I sure enjoyed it, Bing. And by the way, I wonder if it'd be all right to mention that my new picture opens in Pittsburgh this week. It's a Cecil B. DeMille production entitled The Unconquered.
Ah, what hollow mockery that The Unconquered should open in Pittsburgh, the home of the pirates. Did you arrange it that way, this hollow jest? This sardonic gesture that you're putting... Well, we'll get them next year, though, Coop. You wait. Good night.
Good night, Bing, and good night, folks.
And good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Witham Ayers, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Durante. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.